Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti, and today I'm in virtual company of Mathieu Dara, who is the director of First Cut Lab and founder of First Cut Lab. So welcome on, Fred.
Hello, hello, yes.
So the reason we invited Mathieu on Fred is that When It's With West in Trieste is about to start. Fred is media partner with First Cut Lab, First Cut Lab Plus, and When It's With West, and we're glad to talk about this lab. Can we? How could we define First Cut Lab, first of all? What's the main idea? Why did you found it?
Well, in art house cinema, there's for many years now, there's many labs which support films when they are being written in the development stage, and which really accompany them all the way through production. And so I was the artistic director of Torino Film Lab, and there's been dozens of films I accompany, and very often they were meeting a lot of problems at the editing stage. And some of the patterns you see already at the script stage, which consist in not knowing what to do, getting blind with your own materials, is something you see at the editing. And I realized that actually there's no lab which supports filmmakers when they are editing their films. And very often they ask people they trust, friends, filmmakers, to get some input and feedbacks. And I realize that very often these feedbacks are not the most useful, because it comes from people who, in a way, have a relationship with filmmakers.
Yeah.
So either they don't really say the feedback the way they would like to do, not to hurt the people, or in any ways I realized that was not a really the right frame. And so what I try to do with First Cut Lab is to organize this kind of challenging and comfortable frame of work where people from different horizons, different perspectives, can provide support and input on films at editing stage. So what we do with First Cut Lab is basically to bring consultants, editor consultants, and people from the industry, advisors, who are capable to convey ideas about a film and to provide very useful feedbacks. So for me, this lab is fantastic. I mean, I've been doing labs for 20 years. And with First Cut Lab, it's the first time that people, filmmakers, really see the benefits immediately. They very often at the end of the 3 days that the lab lasts, they leave the lab with renewed energies, with new ideas, and they are very grateful. So that's a lab that I really enjoy doing, because it is really the first time that spontaneously people write us to say how grateful they are. And I mean, it's not because we are providing the solution that they don't find. It's mostly because we create this frame of work where everything is being discussed and told for the sake of the film. So people don't have personal interest, whether as the producers or as creative people in the film. And in a way, I think it can liberate the speech and really give great ideas. So this is about First Cut Lab. And with First Cut Lab, we realize that people at this time of the production, which is usually a few months before the film is going to premiere in a festival, of course, they are very eager to know what could be the best tools and ideas to promote their films. So they are very, very anxious about the quality of the film, but they also want to get support for the promotion. So basically, after a few years of running First Cut Lab, we realized that it would be good to have a follow-up, which consists of another workshop, but specifically designed for promotion, for consultancy. So we brought together some of the best active professionals in the field, some press officers from Germany, some marketing people from France, some agents from Poland, some sales from Greece and Italy. And basically, that's what First Cut Plus is about. It's a portfolio to cut through the noise of films, because we are talking about independent art house films, and to really provide them access to visibility and also with advice. So basically, First Cut Plus is a portfolio of 16 films a year. We promote 8 of them in Trieste in January and 8 of them in Karlovy Vary.
Very wise, for, because you know, you start here in Trieste, and then there's Karlovy Vary really half of the year, so you can have your eyes and hands on what's happening and take control of the whole production here, let's say that, and festival here.
Yes, exactly. That's why we decided to partner with this. Two well-established industry platforms, exactly to cover all the year round, to have films that previously participate First Cut Lab in the last 6 months to be showcased in Trieste and later on the other half of the year in Karlovy Vary.
Mathieu, is there a criteria you based your choice of the portfolio on?
Yeah, actually, the First Cut Lab workshops are very often made on a national basis, so in Ukraine, Poland, etc. So we have films from all over Europe, but we want to give a special focus on debut features, on films from Central and Eastern Europe. Basically, we want to create a difference for productions that otherwise would not be able to have access to such professionals, and or maybe don't have a dedicated budget of marketing to create a strategy. So, yeah, it's in priority for these kind of films.
In Trieste, there will be given 3 awards, if I'm correct.
Yes,
could
exactly.
You tell us more?
There will be 3 awards. Traditionally, films often have a financing gap when they are in post-production, so we partner with a post-production house in Poland, Orca Film, that will support one of the film with a color grading. In Poland, there's really exceptional cinematographers, and there's a great care on the image, so we are very happy about Orca Film. We also have a partner with the Italian-British company Subti, which will help the film to travel thanks to subtitling of the film. And last but not least, we have an award given by one of our experts, the company Connect the Dots, which will basically support the international promotion of one of the films.
What do you think is the most difficult step for a film that it's about to start its life in festivals, in distribution, for producers and directors? For you,
I think what is I don't like to talk about difficult things. I like to talk about what is exciting in terms of challenges.
Yes,
I think it's always exciting when you have debut films. Because not only do you need to make the film exist, but you need to also create a name for the filmmaker. So in a way, you need to brand the filmmaker. So that's quite exciting. What could be a challenge is when a film is difficult to be labeled in few words. You know,
yes.
It's always easier, you know, when you talk with friends, to say, well, this film is about that and that. And sometimes there are films you really like, you would really love friends to watch it, but you have difficulty to speak about this film simply. So in a way, the First Cut Plus is also to help films to find this narrative about the film itself, to talk about it simply in an engaging way. So I think this is quite a challenge.
What are the long, let's say, the long-term purposes of Frisket Lab?
Well, Frisket Plus is also a sort of a laboratory in itself. Somehow, with themes like the ones we work with, there's more flexibility to try new tools of promoting the theme. So, I think this Frisket Plus is not about solving promotion in general of all themes in Europe, but it's also about maybe exploring new paths for the theme to be promoted.
What are you the most proud of so far? Obviously talking about Frisket Lab and Frisket Lab Plus.
Frisket Plus I cannot tell yet because the first edition is yet to come. But Frisket Lab, I'm mostly proud when, sort of epiphanies exist and themes that are maybe stuck really find new ways to get a better version of themselves. For example, yesterday I received a sort of a love support letter from a crew of these debut themes from Ukraine. My thoughts are silent. And basically was saying that without Frisket Lab, they wouldn't surely not have the special jury award in Kalovari.
Wow.
And now the theme is released actually tomorrow in Ukraine with a wide release. So this kind of news, of course, make me proud and happy.
I like that. Let's close it like that. So, Mathieu Darat, thank you so much. And good luck with Frisket Lab and Frisket Lab Plus, which is starting in Trieste from the 16th to the 19th at the Venice Meets West. So thank you so much for being with us, and I hope to talk to you in the future to see how it's Frisket Lab Plus is developing.
Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
And we've been talking to Mathieu Darat, director of Frisket Lab at the Venice Meets West in Trieste, and this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.